An Azerbaijani pastor is temporarily released. Hindu attacks continue amid pleas for help, and a ministry moves to extend reach of Project Angel Tree. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. There's good news coming out of Azerbaijan. Yesterday, during a court proceeding, 52-year-old pastor Ahmed Shabanov was released while his trial continues. Shabanov was arrested on false illegal gun possession charges in June. Many say it was planted. Slavic Gospel Association's Joel Griffith explains why the evangelical churches are seeing this kind of pressure.
Very similar to what they call the Stan countries of Central Asia. It's a largely Muslim country.
While evangelicals have always faced difficulties, the trouble's grown.
But within the past year or two, it just seems like they've really stepped up oppression of evangelicals, and I really believe that's probably by and large to the Muslim influence in the country.
But in the meantime, Griffith is asking Christians to pray.
Pray that this investigation would be conducted in a forthright, honest manner, and that these charges would be dropped. We need to pray that, you know, the hearts of Azerbaijani leaders would be softened toward evangelical churches and allow freedom for the gospel to be proclaimed.
Next, Open Doors USA is implementing a long-term plan providing continued care for victims in Orissa, India, to carry through 2009. It's also informed a common umbrella organization for all Christian programs in the region. Groups partnered under this umbrella will provide basic needs for the victims in hopes of restoring them to a normal life. Christians are still being violently attacked and are suffering in the refugee camps. Pray for peace in Orissa and the lives of persecuted believers. You're listening to Mission Network News. Hindu militants in India have extended their anti-Christian attacks across 12 states. Violence has claimed 60 lives, injured thousands, and displaced thousands more. Recent bombings in Assam rattled nerves, and worse yet, Grand Rapids, Michigan-based Mission India's Don Edwards says,
"The government is not acting responsibly on behalf of the people that are being chased out of their homes and losing everything. Police, in many cases, are complicit with these extremists, and that's not a good sign for what's ahead in the future."
Edwards urges prayer.
The people who were being persecuted would continue to preach with great boldness, that they would continue to have courage.
Mission India's ministry team won't quit. Edwards notes,
"What we find in some cases, in fact, is that the people who have been persecuted end up standing stronger for their faith."
Meanwhile, Project Angel Tree is serious about reaching at-risk kids with the gospel. The program connects believers with inmate families so they can begin ministering to them at Christmas and throughout the year. Crossroad Bible Institute's David Scheringa says they're working together.
"We've been asked to write a Bible study for the Angel Tree kids. That has been completed, and we're going to be testing that in January, a course that is directly targeting the children of prisoners, and that will be included in a packet when they get their Christmas presents."
Scheringa says the program launch creates the need for instructors who can disciple the enrolled kids.
"The kids will be able to have a personalized response of someone out there who is expressing Christ's love, encouraging them in their walk with God, because so many of these kids are on their own."
Go to our website for details. And Here's Life Inner City is bringing God's hope to needy inner city families this Thanksgiving. Partnering churches are distributing boxes of love to the neediest in their communities. The boxes contain a full Thanksgiving meal, several days' worth of food, Christian literature, and a Bible. Many have come to know God through the ministry and now regularly attend church. Pray that God would prepare open hearts to receive boxes of love and give them the gift of faith in Jesus Christ. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Transworld Radio is making available the book Praying Your Prodigal Home by Richard Burr. It's a great book providing sound biblical principles to help you pray for lost friends or relatives. Get your free copy at 1-800-995-4828, or you can click on the link at our website, missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.